Of Ludwig, the Mad King of Bavaria, has fired the imaginations of poets and musicians all over the world. Ludwig, when a handsome and intelligent youth of 22, fell in love with the beautiful Princess Sophia, to whom he was soon betrothed. But suddenly, a few weeks before the wedding date, Ludwig broke the engagement. Heartbroken, Sophia waited for an explanation that never came, and Ludwig slowly sank into a strange melancholy that verged on madness. 19 years passed. The princess, unable to forget, at last went to Elizabeth, Ludwig's cousin. And then...
Elizabeth, I've waited and waited until... Oh, I must know. Why did Ludwig break our betrothal?
I've told you, Sophia. I'd rather not discuss...
Elizabeth, did he tell you? Did he tell you why?
Ludwig confided in me. We've been very close these last years.
A privilege that was denied to me.
A privilege, my dear, that you lost yourself.
What do you mean?
You know as well as I why Ludwig broke that engagement.
But I don't understand. How could I have known? When I read one morning in the dispatch, His Majesty Ludwig, King of Bavaria, cancels his betrothal. I'll never forget those words. And from that day to this, I've heard nothing. Nothing that might explain.
Are you sure of that? Are you sure you never knew? Wait. Let me show you something. I've kept it in this little secret drawer ever since Ludwig gave it to me. Here. Do you remember this?
My ring. Where did you get it? I lost it. It disappeared and I...
Why, my dear. Perhaps then there has been a mistake. Wait. I'll tell you. You remember the ball given at the palace at Munich in your honor?
Yes.
Well, that night at the ball, Ludwig happened to be standing alone for a moment when someone pulled on his arm. He turned, and Olga Novitsky beckoned him to follow her.
Ah, Ludwig, you are very, very happy tonight.
Yes, Olga.
More happy, Ludwig, than when you listen to the music of the opera.
I couldn't compare it. Olga, to be near Sophia, just to see her dancing and laughing, and to know that she is sharing my dreams, my life. Oh, it's happiness, exquisite happiness.
Oh, well, Ludwig, does the princess love you that much?
Perhaps even more. For whether we ride together, visit the mountains, or listen to the music of the operas of Wagner, I always feel her spirit is touching mine.
Then you heard me sing last night, Ludwig.
Yes, and you sang beautifully last night. Sophia was especially pleased, and you know I always enjoy your voice. Last night when you were singing, it made me think of the lake, a midnight, when there's just a soft wind.
Oh, would you like me to sing again like that, for you alone?
Well, you sing beautifully, Olga, but... Well, now it's time I go back. Sophia will be looking for me.
Sophia? Bah! How do you know she will be looking for you? Listen, where is the diamond ring that you gave her?
Olga, You must have been drinking too much wine. My Sophia is wearing her ring, of course.
You are wrong. She is not wearing it.
Why?
Oh, you are surprised. But you will see. She hasn't a diamond. She gave it away. Listen, I will tell you...
Silence. You're being most unpleasant. Good night, Olga.
Unpleasant. Oh, we shall see.
Oh, Ludwig, here you are. I've been searching everywhere.
I was just talking with Olga.
Why, Ludwig, is anything wrong? Why do you stare at me that way?
Sophia, where is your ring?
My ring. I must have forgotten to wear it.
Forgotten?
I'm sorry, dear.
Well, Sophia, you still have your ring, haven't you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, dear, of course.
Why did you come here? I'm not receiving callers this afternoon. There are affairs of state I must attend to.
Oh, but I have something much more important than affairs of state.
I warn you, you shall be shown up by the guards. Will you leave?
It is strange that you haven't noticed him. He's such a handsome man, so young and arrogant the way he watches the princess.
Olga.
Come with me. I will show you. The young captain of the guard is wearing the princess's ring.
That's not true.
This way. Hurry. Down the corridor. See him standing there so strong and tall.
No. Oh, not Sophia. No, she wouldn't.
Look closely. Be sure. You must be sure.
Sophia's ring.
The diamond. I couldn't believe it, Elizabeth. I thought I'd go mad. Here, take it. Take the diamond. It's stained with dishonor. I can't bear the sight of it.
I tried to throw it in the lake last night, but I couldn't let go. I couldn't let go. It's all over. Tomorrow I shall announce it in the dispatch, and from then on I shall go on alone. Alone.
Falling into darkness.
That is what he told me. As he stood there, his black hair disordered, his eyes staring into space and his lip twitching. From then on, I hated you. And I tried to comfort Ludwig.
My ring. Stained with dishonor. That's not true.
If you lost it, how did the guard happen to be wearing it?
That day before the ball, Olga called on me, and I... Elizabeth, I missed it after she left.
Olga, jealous of you. Oh, I should have known. I might have prevented... Oh, but who would have thought? Oh, my dear.
And now he broods and dreams. Oh, Elizabeth, is it true that Ludwig contemplates suicide?
Yes. They have to watch him closely. Oh, poor Ludwig. He is haunted by visions. He speaks of a demon that always pursues him, holding before him a diamond, a stained, dishonored diamond.
No, it's not stained.
Oh, I'm afraid any day he will take his life. In order to find the peace he longs for.
I'll go to him now.
After 19 years?
Yes, I'll show him the diamond. I'll tell him, and perhaps I can drive the demon away.
All right. He is up in the mountains, at the castle of Berg. Go now, at once, before it is too late. ¶¶
Princess Sophia.
Why are the people flocked about the castle? Has anything happened? Oh, tell me, I'm not too late.
Princess, His Majesty is dead.
Oh, take me to him. Please, Dr. Miller.
Follow me. He is here in the little chapel he loved so well. Here where it overlooks the gorge.
Oh. Is this where he...
Yes. Shall I go in with you?
No. I'd rather be alone. My beloved. Oh. I brought you something. The diamond, Ludwig. Oh, surely you must know by now. Here. Hold it in your hand, my Ludwig. And may it give you the joy and peace in death that you lost in life.